Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to ask me any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. You would be shocked at how few people ask me questions on Twitter, and so sometimes I'm answering the same person multiple times a week. So if you do have a question that you would like me to dive deep on, feel free to hit me on Twitter. Today's question comes from Sunny Nguyen. And Sunny Nguyen, I think I answered one of your questions a few days ago. So awesome sauce. Sunny asks, do you suggest to call prospects on weekends? When is it not cool to call? Thanks. So a couple tips here. Number one, I would definitely stop, and I can't tell for sure if you're trying to do this, but I would definitely stop trying to get everything perfect and just make the calls. I'll give you two things. One, I wouldn't call too late. So, you know, I don't know that I would call past 9 p.m. However, one thing to understand is if you're doing internet marketing, there are different time zones, right? So, you know, 9 p.m. Eastern, if someone's on the Eastern seaboard, they could be calling people in California because it's only 6 p.m. there, right? So that's a big suggestion for you. Two, I'm not big on calling around dinner time, you know, and obviously that's different per person, but I do attempt to try, you know, not to call during dinner time. But other than that, I definitely, some people, they'll only answer the phone on weekends. So you should certainly call them on weekends. I just wouldn't call them too late. And if you can avoid dinner time, avoid it. If you can't, then make the call. So do not overthink things. Do not, you know, wait for the perfect time or try to, you know, whatever. Make the darn call. By the way, if you are interested in learning some really, really cool stuff to help you become a top earner, I have for another day, I have the replay up of my 7 secrets to become a top earner. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/2015secrets. That's rayhigdon.com/2015secrets. And also feel free to share this podcast with your team or anyone you feel could benefit. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.